Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go back to Des.
Move
Cal.
On. Yeah.
Moving right along. Yeah.
Well, we'll start with the rugby news from this morning. The Irish hooker Dan Sheehan is going to captain the Lions team in their first match on Australian soil on Saturday morning. They're playing Western Forth in Perth, Western Force, and Dan Sheehan is one of 8 Irish starters, and there are 3 on the bench. So Andy Farrell very much relying on the Irish contingent, particularly those who weren't available for the Argentina match because they had just played the final with Leinster. So the team is Mac Hansen on the right wing from Connacht, Gary Ringrose in the centre, James Lowe on the left wing, and then in the front row, Dan Sheehan and Tadhg Furlong are there, Joe McCarthy's in the second row, and Tadhg Byrne and Josh van der Fleer in the back row alongside Henry Pollock. Ronan Kelleher, Andrew Porter and Jack Conan amongst the 8 replacements that match Saturday morning. Now, Kevin McStay's reign as Mayo football manager has come to an end, even though he had another year to serve. A statement from Mayo GA executive said he had been, quote, relieved of his duties as Mayo senior football manager with immediate effect. Now, I was making the point, I never recall such language being used before at the end of a manager's reign. Relieved of his duties with immediate effect gives the impression they just couldn't get rid of him quickly enough. They haven't got a game for another 6 months, and Kevin McStay was taken ill at training a few weeks ago and hospitalised. So not a great way, I felt, to deal with a man who's been representing Mayo since he was a teenager 40 years ago. He'd been in charge for 3 years, and this year it was a turbulent couple of months because they lost to Galway narrowly in the Connacht final, and then came a shock defeat to Cavan in the All-Ireland Senior Championship. Now, McStay was sidelined after that match with his ill health that he suffered at training, and Stephen Rochford took over, and although they beat Tyrone and only lost the last kick of the game to Donegal, they're out of the All-Ireland Championship. Antrim senior footballers are also searching for a new manager after Andy McEntee stepped down from his role there. He'd been 3 years in charge. In soccer news, Denise O'Sullivan and Megan Campbell will both miss tomorrow morning's international game as the Republic of Ireland women play the USA in Colorado. The game's at 2 a.m. Irish time. But the two women could return for Sunday's second game against the world number one ranked side. O'Sullivan picked up a knee injury on club duty last weekend, while Campbell is nursing an ankle issue from training. Ireland, of course, will also be without their captain, Katie McCabe. 2 goals from Liverpool's Harvey Elliott fired England into their second successive under-21 European final as they beat the Netherlands 2-1 in Bratislava. They'll now defend their title against Germany. On Saturday, Germany were 3-0 winners over France. And Irish referee Rob Hennessy has been appointed to take charge of today's European under-19 final between Spain and the Netherlands. He'll be accompanied by Christopher Campbell as his assistant referee. The Republic of Ireland under-19 goalkeeper Michael Dyke has joined Brighton and Hove Albion from Limerick side Treaty United. Now racing, a huge weekend ahead, and Lamborn, impressive winner of the Epsom Derby, will bid to emulate his sire, Australia, in completing the English-Irish Derby double in Sunday's Dubai duty-free Irish Derby at the Curra. Trainer Aidan O'Brien told Dennis Kirwan that Lamborn is very similar to his father, Australia, and a pleasure to train.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a lovely horse. He's like Australia himself, an absolute gentleman. He's a great mind. He stays well, uncomplicated. I promise he's a lovely horse to do anything with. He's just one of those very unique horses. He's scopey, he's classy. And obviously we were delighted with him in Epsom.
As you've said before, he's a relaxed horse, Aidan, with a great mind.
Yeah, he's obviously a typical Australia. Australia himself was the only horse we ever had here with no fight or flight response, and he's the same. When you put him in first gear, he stays in first gear. Second gear, same. Third, fourth, up along. He's not influenced by any of his surroundings or any horse around him, so he's a total independent thinker. Those type of horses are really a pleasure to deal with.
That's Aidan O'Brien. And finally, sailing. Ireland's Finn Lynch secured a bronze medal yesterday, marking his second podium finish in the sailing Grand Slam series in Germany.
All right, Des, thank you very much. We're back with more after this.